Hello, brothers and sisters. Well, we're almost through this week. You know, I was doing studying and came across this devotional. And this devotional, I'm actually on my website. I'm preaching a series sermon on this. It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit and walking in the Spirit and less in the flesh, in the works of the flesh. And this devotional was written by Billy Graham. The key scripture verse here is Galatians 5:16. It says this: "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh." To walk means to place one foot in front of the other and go forward one step at a time. If you stop doing this, you're no longer walking. You're standing still, or worse, going backward. Walking always implies movement, progress, and direction. This is what it means to walk with God. It means moving forward in step with Him. Confidence that the way He is leading is the best. The problem is that we are weak and we stumble or get distracted or get weary. Stop moving forward. But that is one reason why the Holy Spirit has been given to us, brothers and sisters. Galatians 5:16 tells us this. Of course, it paraphrases to walk by means of the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit. One of the highest commendations in the Bible is found in these words about Noah. You can see this in Genesis 6:9. It tells us this: Noah was just a just man and perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God. Could this be said of us? And I'll add, looking at this individually, can that be said about me, or you, and then us? The hope for today: do you feel the enemy trying to lead you off God's path? Whatever you do, don't stop. Keep walking with God. Be in His Word. Pray continuously. Move forward in faith. Slow and steady still wins the race. I'm preaching a series sermon on my website on the fruit of the Holy Spirit. My heart's been wanting to write a sermons on this and breaking down each of the fruit and then looking at the works of the flesh. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, we need to focus our life on Jesus, and we need to focus our life on the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which Jesus demonstrated all through His life. You could look at the four Gospels. Not getting too deep into it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, they're synoptic Gospels, meaning you have to read them together to get the full picture. John's a little bit more different, but you can look at four Gospels and see all this in work. I love you guys. Hope you guys are having a good week. Remember, I'm here for you. You can hit me up on my website for prayer requests or Facebook. Bye.